The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face.
Welcome aboard, everybody. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. I jumped in here because John looked like he was a little busy, so here I am. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are a marina on the St. Croix River, located one mile north of downtown Stillwater. We have slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 foot. If you got a boat that's in that range size, you want to get on the St. Croix, give us a call, 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. Give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. And John?
This is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. I'm going to spell that last name. It's T-E-T-Z-L-A-F-F. And you can see all of our boats at tetzloffyachtsales.com. You can call us at 651-214-9463. You can check out our Facebook page. We do Pinterest. We do all that other social media stuff. And I'm going to have to tell you right now, we want you. We want your boat. The 2017 season was really, really good, and we want your boat to sell, and we also want you to buy boats from us. So check out our website. We do have the largest selection in the area, always have, always will. We'll always work for the buyers. We'll always work for the sellers. I love my job. What could be more fun than talking about being on and doing stuff with boats?
Yeah, and what good is buying a boat if you don't have a place to keep it? And I know a great place to keep it on the St. Croix here. We at Wolf Marine really would like to see you buy a boat from John and bring it down and slip it with us.
That would be great. You know, the other thing I want to mention, too, is, you know, integrity goes a long way. Hard work goes a long way. Honesty goes a long way. And you know what? That's what we stand for, both at Wolf and at Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you ever have concerns with anything that's associated with us, I'm sure Eric and I know I will be more than happy to discuss any issues or any happy situations that occur. We're here to work for you. It's a small community out there. We want to make sure that when both these names are mentioned, people only have positive thoughts. And if there aren't, well, doggone it, we are human, and those things may slip by once in a great while, but we'd love to remedy that situation and talk to anybody out there. So I'm sure, Eric, you feel the same way.
Absolutely do, and I just want to remind the people, hey, we are going on our 61st year of business.
Wow.
Through three generations here. So we are in our third generation with myself and my brother Ken are running the place now, and I mean, there's nothing that I could even imagine anything else that I would rather be doing. What a great job. It's been a great life. I have to thank my forefathers for that, you know, my grandfather and my dad. I mean, I look back and think, where would I be without those two, you know? It's been an amazing run, and hopefully many years to come.
Well, 61 years, that is awesome. And you guys are, you know, people think of Stillwater, Wolf Marine. I mean, you guys have been around for a long time. You guys are a big part of the history of this town and a good part of it. I'm happy and proud to be associated with you guys right now.
And I'm very proud to be part of it myself also.
Yeah. Well, and I guess I'll mention that I've been around now on my own for 7 years. I've got a ways to go to catch up. I guess I'll never catch up to you guys.
Yeah.
But I do have some family members that might get into the business here down the road and continue on. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Hey, and what do you think about talking a little bit now about the boat show that we had recently attended? You know, we had some great interest there. There's a lot of people there. I'm sure you had the same.
Yeah, we had some good leads, a lot of folks coming in. It's amazing to have people come in that, you know, I've sold boats to in the past and chit-chatting with them, and they talk about their experiences on the water, and then they want to come back, maybe buy, sell, who knows. But, the boat show is a great place to get reacquainted with people and see what's out there. You know, the boat show to me is, I wish they had more, you know, what we're talking about. I mean, I see a lot of pontoons and I see a lot of jet skis out there and stuff like that. But yeah, the marinas are there, and you know, the brokers and stuff are there. You know, there's only one broker and one marina that really matters.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, it was a good time. The weather, I think, was kind of iffy. Saturday was good, but I think the mm-hmm. football game was on Sunday, and the other days were kind of iffy.
Yeah, but the traffic on Saturday was truly amazing. There was there were people all over, you know, and it was great. Like you said, to me, it's a kind of a social event for me. It's great to see prospectively new clients come in. Also, I see so many of my old clients that are coming in. Now, they've moved on. Some have bought cabins. Some have moved to other marinas. Some have upgraded. Some have downgraded. And then also, so many of my present clientele that I see there, and just looking around. And I have to mention one thing. I have two clients right now that have Gibson houseboats, and they were ecstatic when they found out that Gibson had a boat there. I have one that just he's hot on it. He wants to buy that Gibson. So
well, I have it for sale.
I've heard that.
tell him to give me a call.
I will definitely do that. And hopefully he's listening. He's a local fella here, so you know, hopefully he's one of our listeners to the show. And Mark, give John a call here about that boat.
Okay, I thought maybe there was a Jim that might have been kind of thinking.
Jim was one of the other ones also, yes.
All right, well, we can handle that, because not only do I have that brand new Gibson that was at the show, I also have a couple, three other used Gibsons that the new owners of Gibson have for sale that are at their Sioux Falls facility and can easily be shipped anywhere in North America. So if you're interested in that, definitely give us a call and talk about it.
And it's obviously that they can actually ship something like that, when they can get a you know, full-sized, I don't know, what size was that boat, John? Do you remember?
Well, the biggest one they had was 55, and they went down to, I think, a 47 was the smallest one.
Okay, and the boat they had at the boat show, was that in the 40-foot range?
I think that was a 50-footer.
Okay,
yeah.
And can you imagine trucking a 50-footer from South Dakota and getting it inside of the Minneapolis Auditorium? It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's a 2018 50-foot Gibson, asking $299.9 for that bad boy. You know, if you wanted a bigger one, the one that's even 16 feet wide, they've got a 55-footer. It's a 2012 Gibson for $324.9. So, yeah, we've got them for sale.
Yeah, but if you're my clients, don't be listening to that.
True.
We want the 50-footer. I can accommodate the 50-footer. Anything larger than that, I have to send you down the road.
Can't we just get some 2x4s and some planks and kind of extend one of your slips a little bit?
I think that would be a good idea, but I don't think the DNR would appreciate it.
I've been told just to, you know, just do something, and if they say something, they say something.
Yeah.
No?
I don't think it works that way.
All right. You know, I did talk about that skipper liner I've got down in La Crosse. It's that Cottage Cruiser. It's a 50-footer. It doesn't have any propulsion on it. It's made for it, so if somebody wanted to put it on there, but it's a basic liverboard, and it's 50 feet. It is beautiful. It looks like it's brand new. They're asking $99.9 for it, and that would look really good at Wolf Marina.
It really would, and I would have no problems pushing that boat from the launching spot to its proper spot in the slip. And for someone to use that as a summer liveaboard, or you know, just want it for a summer cabin sitting in the as close waterfront property as you could ever get, I have no problems pushing that boat back and forth launch time and pull out time. So
yeah, I think that would be optimal to have that at your marina. I think people would whoever buys that boat, they're going to love it, and it would look really good at your marina. You know, I wanted to mention, we've done, I believe, if my count is right, 40 shows, and I think this might be our 41st show. Does that sound right there?
That sounds about right, yeah, 40. You know, you guys have been on about a year,
yeah,
right?
So. Yeah, and we've done a few repeats, mm-hmm. but so I think about 40 shows.
Response has been good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And I think Eric and I talked before the show, we're going to make a good effort on getting some good good boating-related guests on the show for the next year, and we're going to be here on KLBB again, obviously. There's no change there, but we're going to work on getting some really good guests, and we definitely would love to have some of the listeners out there make some suggestions, and if they have anything that they want to hear or talk about, give the station here a call. Call Eric, give me a call, emails, Facebook, whatever it takes. Let us know what you want.
Yeah, I'm always up to listening to questions and ideas from our boaters and listeners. I'm sure we have a few listeners out there that are not boaters that I'd love to try to convert to a boater. Mm-hmm. So if you have any questions, give us a call. Again, my number at the marina is 651-439-2341. I think phone is always probably the easiest, but it, you know, if you want to drop me an email, feel welcome to do so at info@wolfmarine.net.
And the contact number for Tetzlaff Yacht Sales is 651-214-9463. The email is jat787@cs.com. And that CS stands for CompuServe, and I think they might be the oldest internet company around. I mean, I've had that forever. I don't know if anybody even remembers CompuServe.
I don't.
That name sounds familiar. Yeah.
Back in the day.
I know. I'm looking at John's list of things here, and you know, he had mentioned this is our 41st show that you're listening to right now, and the many guests that we've had, great guests. We're looking for new guests, and also we might bring in some old guests also. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear from some of our older guests here and talk about things that may have changed or
for sure.
May not have, and you know, you never know. So you know, stay tuned, listen to us every Saturday, and hopefully you'll learn something as we do, and we'll have a good time with it.
Yeah, I mean, we like to have the DNR folks back on. I mean, their updates are always pertinent information for all the boaters out there. You know, the deputies, the sheriff, the police departments that are on the water out there, you know, they always have some good information for us. I know, you know, some boaters don't want to, you know, hear that. They just want to go out and have a good time. But, you know, safety is always key. I mean, everybody wants to have a good time, and, you know, we all do. But you want to make sure you're safe and that these people are here to help us. They're not to detract from our, you know, from our boating. They're out there to make sure that things are going good, and then if an emergency arises, you're going to count on that those entities to help you out. And believe me, if there's a situation that you need those entities to help out, you're very thankful for it.
Yeah, and me as I've mentioned in prior shows, that I am a what they consider professional captain. I guess I am a licensed captain, and you get involved with some of the conversations with other licensed captains, and we talk about what we really don't like. We don't like the Coast Guard until you need them.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, yeah, we've had great guests. I mean, I'm just going to run over some of the guests that we've had. You know, we've had Hassis Paint Works talking about boat repair, fiberglass, you name it. These guys are probably the experts in the area. You know, we had Rick Chapman. He's with the Clean Marine Program. He was a good guest to have.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We've had Elizabeth King with Citizen State Bank talking about boat loans. Obviously, that question comes up constantly with my clients. The DNR has been in here many times talking about all kinds of issues, including Sophia's Law that talks about the carbon monoxide detectors. That law is actually coming into effect this spring.
It is, yes. And I will remind all of the folks out there that we will have the proper carbon monoxide detectors in our shop store.
And that law goes into effect when again?
Boy, I want to say, is it May 1st?
Sounds
it's
right.
It's either March or May 1st.
But don't wait. Go see Eric. He's got everything you need there to take care of your carbon monoxide needs.
That's absolutely as far as the detectors go.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we've also had Julie Galanska with the St. Croix Riverway on. That was great information. Yeah. We had U of M Professor Peter Sorensen talking about our friend, the Asian carp. I'm not my friend. That might be Eric's friend, but not my friend. We had Deb Ryan with the St. Croix River Association. We've had the Coast Guard Auxiliary, Trevor Cruteau. American Family, Michelle Stinson talking about boat insurance, and I'll tell you, that's a big topic. Mm-hmm. Everybody, my clients are, it's one of the big questions they ask when they talk about purchasing a boat, how much is insurance, what is it covered, and again, I'm not an expert in any of these areas. The areas that I've just covered, I'm not an expert in any of them. That's why we have them on the show, because these people are the experts, and these are the questions that all boaters ask.
Absolutely, and I've always been proactive in that. If there's a question about a law, or if you're concerned about a law that you may not be quite aware of, don't be afraid to ask, because especially like our DNR officers, they're there to help you out. And before you go out on the water, talk to them. I have a couple of officers that are based out of our shop or out of Wolf Marine there, and they are very friendly people. They're great people. They're great to talk to. Any questions, they're always willing to give them, the answer that they come up with, and hopefully it's the correct one. But, if you have a question about it, they want to know.
Yeah, I mean, don't think that they're there to ruin your day or ruin your weekend or your experience. Just be safe and use your best judgment. And if the situation arises where you need these guys and gals, they're right there to help us. And like Eric said, ask questions. Don't listen to scuttlebutt. I mean, mm-hmm. We've all heard the rumors of this, that, or the other thing. We've heard If you're in doubt, ask the experts. And I think I'm an expert boat broker. Eric's he's a lot of experts.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of stuff going on. So Eric would be a good source for a lot of these questions, because he's been around for a while. He's not old.
I haven't. I wouldn't consider myself an expert, but what I can do, and I love to help people out. Is if I don't have the answer for it, I will point you in the right direction.
Exactly.
You guys have run into issues and just the gamut of issues, and that's clear on this show about how many topics and different things we cover. But yeah, it's a great opportunity here for the listeners just to pick your brains. So give
absolutely.
Us, yep. Let people, get in contact with these guys or call us here at the station and tell us, give us a question and we'll put it before the guys.
Yeah, I mean, we are the boating show. In fact, we're the only boating show, and we're out here, for you guys. I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about our business here. I mean, we need to make a living, and that's what we do to make our living. But we are the boating show. We want the topics that boaters want to hear. They don't want to tune in, and they don't want to hear politics. They don't want to tune in and listen to sports or anything like that. We are the boating show, the marina show, and that's what we're here for. We're here for you. We want topics that you guys are interested in, and that's all we want. We might throw in a tidbit of this and that once in a while just to be funny, but hey, we're here for you guys.
Yeah, and I have had one of my clients that has listened to the show, and he said, "Boy, there's a lot of self-promotion there," I said. "You darn right there is. That's why we're on it." But, a lot of times, I talk my marina up, and I truly believe I have one of the nicest places on the St. Croix River. However, there are other marinas on the St. Croix River. I mean, I go up and down, and they're all nice. They are all very good marinas. They've all got great operators. I talk to many of the operators, on a monthly basis for sure. All the operators on the St. Croix get together a minimum of twice a year, and we talk about problems. We talk about solutions. We talk about everything that has to do with our marinas, how we can improve it, how we can better things. We have a great marina at Wolf Marina. There are other great marinas on the St. Croix, but the one common thing that we have, we want to promote boating, and that's our big thing. We want to make the boating experience great for everybody, whether you're in Wolf Marine, which, again, is, in my mind, is
the preferred marina,
the preferred marina, or you're at Stillwater, Sunnyside, Bayport, Afton, Windmill, or St. Croix. Like I said, they all have awesome, awesome operators. They're all nice places. And the common theme between us all is we want to promote boating and have boating a great experience and for many generations to come. I have a couple of clients now that we're into our second generation boaters, and there's nothing that I enjoy more than seeing the second generation and now the third generations being born. So, and they're bringing them out on the boats. Mm-hmm. They're infant children. that are coming out onto the boat, and it's great to see. And I look and I say, there is my future client.
Yeah, and I see the same thing. I started big boating in about 1995, and met a lot of people. I see a lot of families with the kids. Now the kids are buying boats. Now these kids are having kids, and it's just a great cycle. It's a great lifestyle, and we're trying to help with our show. But hey, we're coming up to our first break here, boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales, and Eric and I are going to be right back.
A convenient location and protected bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking about getting out on the water in a nice used boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you are looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else, and with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will work hard for you before and after the sale. To enjoy the water this summer, come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the two self-promoters, John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. This is Boating with Wolf Marina Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Our website's TetzloffYachtSales.com, and our cell phone number, or actually the phone number to contact us, is 651-214-9463. Definitely check out the Facebook page. A lot of good information on there. And the email is jat787@cs.com.
Yeah. Hey, and I'm Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Speaking of self-promotion, right? You can reach us at area code 651-439-2341. And here we are in the dead of winter, and it's pretty tough to really think about boating right now, but don't delay too long. A lot of the slips are starting to fill up. If you're interested in getting out on that St. Croix River this year, don't delay. Give Ashley a call down there, 651-439-2341. Reserve your slip for the summer, because, like I said, some are already full. The designated pontoon slips are full. We haven't put them in 26-foot slips with no problems. It's just that they're a little bit more expensive. So I guess early bird gets worm on that. So don't delay. Give her a call.
And, you know, I have to say I've had to cancel some boat showings. The only reason is that I will not go on a boat unless it's 10 degrees above or warmer. Don't think it's safe for a boat to be touching plastic and vinyl and things like that.
No,
when it's too cold.
Some of the, especially the seats and the tops, they become pretty brittle.
Yep.
And you know, they are fragile, so they're meant to be on 70 and 80 degree day, is not this 10 degrees or 10 below type of weather. So, yeah, it's probably safe just to stay off of them until it warms up a little bit.
But I'll tell you, it really kills me when I have to tell somebody I can't show them a boat.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That's my life right there when I say I can't get on a boat because it's too cold. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, it won't be long, and things will warm up here, you know, the boating season will be in full swing, I think you're going to have a great season, just like hopefully we will have one also.
Yeah.
When does this season really pick up? Is it like towards the end of this month? I can imagine when people start really getting
it. It's going now.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah. People are out there, and they're interested in it now. But, you know, it's obvious. When things warm up, people really start to think about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that first 70-degree day, the phone doesn't stop ringing.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, I was kind of going over the list of the folks we've had on the show, and I had had some more here. And like Eric said, we may have some, and I know we will have some of these people back on some future shows. But, you know, we had Captain Rudy. He was that boat yes. captain that came on and gave us a lot of information to doing the loop and all that good stuff. We had the, the promoters or the originators of the Sexy Drinks Party here in Stillwater that I know the KLBB folks here can look out their window and see that thing generating steam out there on Thursday and continuing through that weekend. You know, the DNR agents we had, Lisa Dugan, she probably holds the record for being on our show at least three times, I think.
Yep.
And she brought on Jake Willis, I think, once or twice. We had the Department of Transportation. We had Jane Beal with Gloria Rector Documentation out of Florida talking about documenting boats. And I'll tell you what, that is a big talker. A lot of people do not know the difference between titling and documenting their boat with the Coast Guard.
And even myself, I had learned a few things there.
Yeah, and I learned as I've gone along. I mean, I have some good information when people talk to me about it. But again, if they really want to get down and dirty and they want an expert to talk to, Jane with Gloria Rector Documentation will definitely talk to you and answer your questions. You know, we had Paul Kvitzdo. He was the head guy for the St. Croix Crossing. We had him on a number of times talking about the bridge there that's changed everybody's life. Mm-hmm. That lives or works or visits downtown Stillwater.
And for me, it's been a change for the better.
Oh,
there's no
gosh.
Question about it.
Yep, it's been great.
In what way?
I'm a Wisconsinite, so for me to come and go now, it actually made my trip, I believe it's exactly 2 miles longer. However, in time-wise, it's shorter.
Faster.
So it's...
Huh.
It's been great not having to deal with traffic in the Stillwater area.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, I'm a member of the Stillwater Chamber of Commerce, and I think we're probably going to – they'll probably been a long enough time now where they're going to be able to poll the other members to see how the business has either improved or not improved. From what I understand, everybody's very happy with the new bridge and the business that's been generated because of the traffic that doesn't need to be downtown Stillwater anymore.
Yeah.
Is there navigation issues that have changed at all on the water?
No, not really. I know that the old bridge is being worked on right now, later on this summer they will be removing a span on the Stillwater Bridge so they can work on the lift span. Now they're talking this might take as long as 2 years to complete. So what will be nice for the boater is that you will be able to come and go north and south without having to wait for a lift for the mm-hmm. Stillwater Bridge this summer. And then after the...
I call that a bingo, by the way.
Oh, is that a huge huge advantage. But they have also changed the lift schedule. So when the bridge is finally fixed up and restored to its original state, it will be going up on every half hour. So the lift bridge schedule, once it's back in operations, possibly 2 to 3 years from now, it will be on a half-hour schedule, which is very good for the boater and,
yep.
and everybody else.
I'm going to call that a slightly less than bingo, but still a bingo.
Absolutely. and I hope that the residents of Stillwater have got a notice now that they are working on the old Stillwater Bridge. They've been working on it all winter long here. So let's hope they give it as much attention as they did the new Stillwater Bridge. I think it's going to be a fascinating transformation from the old rust bucket that it is to the... hopefully the beautiful restored bridge that it's going to become.
For sure. And we also want to make sure we don't forget about our boating friends on the Mississippi, out on Lake Minnetonka. You know, we definitely love to have you guys, take that turn down at Prescott and come up north on the St. Croix and visit us here in Stillwater. You know, I sell boats all over the doggone state and all over the country and overseas. So all boaters are welcome to listen to this show. The other thing I want to mention real quick is we've had the St. Croix Yacht Club on. You know, they've got those two beaches with tons of great members and membership information on that. We had Randy from the Yellow Ribbon talking about veterans. We got off the boating subject a little bit, but we're talking about veterans there. So that was a great show.
Yeah, but we really didn't get off subject there because
did
sell the boat that was donated to the Yellow Ribbon, and I also had donated the slip for it for the rest of that summer, and I did pick up a client from that. So there.
Yep, and we talked about the new theater that's going in right here in Stillwater, right by my office and just not too far from Eric's office. Anyway, you know what? This show went fast. We chit-chatted, we talked, and promoted ourselves like we always do because it is our show.
Yes.
We're paying for it. But we did talk about some good information. We're going to have some good information coming on, some good guests. My name's John Tetzloff, Tetzloff Yacht Sales, 651-214-9463, TetzloffYachtSales.com.
And Eric Wolf Marine, 651-439-2341. Get your boat down to our marina. We'd love to see you, and we'll see you next week.